line of scrimmage. Breeze adjusts his face guard. A glove on each hand. Third down and 10. Breeze drops back deep to throw. Climbs up in the pocket. Throws intercepted.
It's time to get defensive. This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with Brian Strickland, senior writer from Panthers.com, and Max Henson, staff writer from Panthers.com, as we begin a discussion of the defense as a whole. And guys, no discussion of the Panthers defense can start without talking about Clark Kent, Luke Kuechly.
Obviously, that's your starting point right there, coming off NFL Defensive Player of the Year award. Led that defense that ranked second in the league in total defense and in scoring defense. You know, just a tackling machine, just a playmaking machine, always in the right place. And, I mean, all signs point to him only getting better. Obviously, you know, he's going to keep working hard to improve every day, every week.
And, Max, when you look at Thomas Davis, you talk about superheroes, the things he's done off the field. But coming back from all those knee injuries, it's just mind-boggling his level of play right now in this league.
Yeah, guys, I'm with you on Luke Kuechly. But Thomas Davis was just as good last year, I promise you. I mean, he was just as good flying across the field in coverage, coming in on blitzes. I mean, those two, talk about, you can't really have a much better pairing and linebacker in the league right now than Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis. And again, continuing to get stronger and stronger after those years of having to rehab with those knee injuries. Looking forward to even bigger and better things from TD here in 2014.
Well, they are not alone in that linebacker room. There's some quality players like Chase Blackburn, also A.J. Klein. Boy, is this guy turning into a Luke Kuechly clone?
I think Luke Kuechly 2.0, Coach Rivera called him. I don't know if he's quite reached that status yet, but, I mean, obviously very encouraging rookie year for A.J. Klein. Kind of backing up and filling in when needed for Chase Blackburn, the veteran that came in here and, you know, added stability to that third linebacker spot. And, again, they'll pick up where they left off with everybody back in the mix.
Well, let's talk about D-line, because those linebackers are able to free flow, get to the ball because of the work of the men up front. And it starts really in the middle with the defensive tackles.
It certainly does, Mike, and that's been an area of emphasis for this team. Certainly when you look at the young players that have been brought in, of course, Starlet Tulele and Kawan Short come to mind right away as those two young guys continue to get better. And the veterans playing alongside them, Colin Cole, Dwan Edwards, they've really helped stabilize that unit. And it's a deep group that's got some playmaking ability. Those guys are very good against the run and in pass rushing as well. So, again, a unit that's got those young stars that are continuing to develop. And, of course, the better they do on the inside, the more that helps the guys on the ends as well.
Yeah, and we talk about Greg Hardy and also Charles Johnson. They have to be one of the best defensive end tandems, if not the best defensive end tandem in the league. And the work they do on the edge, boy, I tell you, it's been helped by those guys in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, they certainly are. Those two guys have 49.5 sacks between in the last 2 years. That's the most in the NFL. And what I'm looking forward to this year is, obviously, they're both back. They're loaded for bear. But we talked about the rotation at defensive tackle. Excited to see Coney Ealy, the rookie out of Missouri, added to the rotation at defensive end. And you're in even a better position now from a depth perspective to roll guys in and out. You got Frank Alexander, you got Mario Addison there as well, you got Wes Horton. I mean, it's, again, it leads to intrigue when it comes to roster spots at training camp. And then come the season, I mean, the ability to keep those guys fresh and rotate them in and out, that's invaluable.
Max, during the offseason, one of the things that might have flown under the radar to fans was the re-signing of Colin Cole. And I talked to him during OTAs, and he said, hey, I wanted to be here because of what's going on here, but he's a valuable piece to that puzzle.
Yeah, I mean, defensive linemen want to play on this D-line because they know they're getting after it. I mean, Coach Eric Washington is letting these guys pin their ears back. They're getting after the quarterback. As a group, this team, this defense, led the NFL in sacks with 60 last season. And of course, that's what those guys want to do. Guys like Colin Cole know their jobs, though. They're going to be stuffing the run. But you look beyond Colin, and Brian brought up Coney Ealy. He's another guy who might say, you know what, Carolina's already got two very good defensive ends, but here's a kid who's come in and been so excited to work behind Charles Johnson and Greg Hardy, just continuing to add to the potency that they have on that edge position.
Let's talk about the defensive backfield. And just from my personal perspective, watching these guys during the OTAs and during the offseason, it was obvious that the guys that we targeted, like Roman Harper, Thomas Dekou, they bring more to the Panthers than anybody they could have signed from any other division. There's sort of a local knowledge at work there, isn't it?
Yeah, we saw some of that last year, too. I mean, Coach Rivera, obviously, you know, he values input from his players, and especially when those players played for division rivals in the past. I mean, you can see those teams, that's like 40% of your schedule right there is against division opponents. And don't you think wily veterans like Thomas Dekou and Roman Harper are going to bring a lot of knowledge about how those teams are thinking when they face the Panthers? That can only pay off big time.
Max, they had a settling effect, didn't they?
Yeah, no, they certainly did. I mean, they bring a certain veteran knowledge to the game, and obviously you can glean a lot from their divisional expertise. But let's be clear here, too. These guys are here to play. I mean, these guys are here to play and produce and make plays in that defensive backfield. We just spent a lot of time talking about the defensive line. You talk about players who want to come to play for this defense, it's going to be the guys in the back end who know the more pressure that's going to be put on the quarterback, the easier their life gets back there. Guys like Harper and Dekou are looking forward to getting their hands on some interceptions this season.
And I tell you, steadying influence during this whole offseason. Another newcomer, Antoine Kaysen. Now, he has knowledge of the coaching staff, having played for defensive passing coordinator Steve Wilks and also head coach Ron Rivera in San Diego. So he comes in, and he looked real comfortable at the corner position, made some big plays.
He did, and, I mean, here's a guy that's hungry, too. I mean, he's coming off the most disappointing season of his career in that he was kind of a reserve for the Cardinals last year, kind of unexpected. You know, he'd been a starter, always at the front line with the Chargers, and he's ready to prove that he's still got what it takes to be a starter, and certainly from what we've seen so far through OTAs, he's ready to fill right in.
And, Max, a bunch of guys who contributed over the last couple seasons. You have a guy like Melvin White who comes in last season, was a big surprise, probably turned in one of the biggest plays for this franchise last year with the interception return for a touchdown. I mean, it wasn't a thing of beauty, but boy, did it help turn that Falcons game around. And a lot of guys back there competing for time, and competition is good.
Yeah, competition is great. I think this is a really intriguing position to watch when we get to training camp, guys. And just because, like you said, Mike, there are so many young players who are vying for time. As we saw, Melvin White really kind of emerged last year and became a starter significantly for this team. And he certainly enters this season trying to keep that spot. Kaysen is, of course, a veteran to watch. But you've got the Joshes, Josh Thomas, Josh Norman. You've got guys like James Dockery who are coming back from injury. So there's a mix of guys who have played for this team, played well at times, and they're going to be trying to grab their spot. And, of course, that corner position doesn't maybe have the veteran leaders like Harper and Dekou that the safety position does. It's a lot of young guys that are looking to make their marks.
A lot of young guys competing for playing time, competing for positions down in Spartanburg. And, Brian, we know the weather is going to be hot, but that competition on the field is going to heat things up even more.
Oh, yeah, already looking forward to that, Mike. I mean, we're only about a week out from that, and obviously everyone's getting fired up to see what's going to happen once everybody gets up there gets out there. Position battles galore. That's always seems to be the case at training camp. And, you know, before you know it, we'll be hitting this field for Fan Fest and then on to preseason games. It's an exciting time.
And I tell you, we're excited to bring all these stories to you, starting here next week with Fan Fest, and then the next night back to football down in Spartanburg. Stories galore right here on Panthers.com. And, hey, do I need to tell you, it's the best place for Panthers news and information right here on Panthers.com.